You're listening to Swiss Made on Monocle 24, powered by Swiss. Hello and welcome to a brand new programme on Monocle 24, celebrating Brand Switzerland and exploring some of the secrets to this unique country's enduring success. Coming up today, how Swiss helps fly the flag around the world.
They always succeed in showing their guest the multifaceted variety of Switzerland. A passenger can always be guaranteed traditional Swiss hospitality, even at 33,000 feet.
How did Basel become the most important place in the world and the last word in the discussion about contemporary art?
This is a show which covers the last 12 decades of art history, back to 1900, with really excellent examples of the movements and the major artists of those movements. It's always interesting to watch people who you think know everything discover new things.
All that and more ahead here today on Swiss Made on Monocle 24. We start the programme with a masterclass on the geography of Switzerland, a real chance to navigate the place, if you will. To get a good handle on this, well, you need a map. So here's a cartographic tour of this brilliant country. Dickon Buys is author of Around Switzerland in 80 Maps. Here's Andrew Tuck and first Robert Bound to introduce him.
Dickon Buys may be familiar to listeners of Monocle 24, often seeing his unique viewpoint on all matters Swiss, be it politics or pop culture. Dickon's observations on the country extend to his books, including Swiss Watching, while not only looking at the industries it's known for, timepieces, penknives and the like, but also to less celebrated Swiss contributions to the world, such as Toilet Duck, Velcro and LSD.
His follow-up, Slow Train to Switzerland, retraced historic rail travel pioneers who opened up the European continent from the UK to Switzerland in the 19th century. And now Buys is back with another look at the Swiss, this time through the country's cartography, with the new book, Around Switzerland in 80 Maps. And he joins us in the studio now to tell us more. You've certainly got the market cornered in all things Swiss, Dickon. This is a bit of a change of format, not to say the least. Pictorial, bigger, a bigger book,
bigger,
a bigger
better.
Book, bigger, bigger, better. What was the hope for that these 80 maps would tell about Switzerland?
It was partly to bring Swiss history to a different audience. Loads of people love maps, especially at the moment. They're very in. And even people who profess to hate history like looking at old maps. And Switzerland has a really interesting history.